The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Summer's here. Time to send the kids to camp.
Shock delivered, 941.
Prepare for a cardio inversion.
But after going to this summer camp, the kids will be able to do a lot more than start a fire with twigs.
When you go home, you need to tell your parents how many sutures you place. You can say, oh, I threw 6 sutures today.
More after this from Charlie. Instead of the smell of the forest, there's the smell of embalming fluid. Instead of building a campfire, the campers might suture a punctured lung. At most summer camps, being sick can ruin the experience. But at this summer camp, being sick is the whole point. CBS's Mark Albert paid a visit.
Very good.
Inside Fauquier Hospital in Warrenton, Virginia, this team is fixing a broken bone.
You can make it as hard as you want for them. It's fine.
But all of these students are still in high school. They're at medical camp. Instead of campfires or cookouts, these teens learn how to perform a laparoscopy.
You're also going to want to clamp the artery.
And suture a wound with simulated flesh.
And grab this part of the skin.
Dr. Robert Dart is a volunteer teacher.
I'm hoping that they will be able to identify really what they want to do and stay with it.
The campers do some of their projects using medical dummies, but in the advanced classes, they use real organs, including eyes and lungs. And over its 9 years, this camp has started more than a few medical careers. Stephanie Belcher was a camper 4 years ago. Now she works at the hospital as a clinical technician.
Once I did the camp, I just loved it. I knew this is what I wanted to do.
And that's the whole idea. There are a lot of aging baby boomers out there, and as one staffer put it,
we want people to come in and take our jobs so that we can retire one day.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.